Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Smoke from two major fire complexes burning to the east continues to have an effect on residents in the area. The Air Quality District issued an alert on Monday regarding heavy smoke from a strategic burn near the Happy Camp complex. Smoke from that burn will be heavy in the local area, and residents should avoid strenuous outdoor activity. The Happy Camp complex continues to grow, and more personnel have been called in, raising the number of people fighting the fire to more than 2,000. The California Highway Patrol has identified a Hoopa man as the victim of a fatal motorcycle collision on Route 96 in Willow Creek Saturday night. 56-year-old Larry Odell Miller was driving a Harley-Davidson Saturday night at 6 p.m. Police say he lost control of his motorcycle, crossed the line, and struck a car driven by Christopher Brian Stanley, 65, of Eureka. The motorcyclist was wearing a helmet but died shortly after the collision. Stanley suffered major injuries. The CHP is trying to determine if alcohol was a factor in the crash. The Labor Day anti-DUI campaign that ran for the past 18 days resulted in the arrest of 60 drivers on suspicion of driving under the influence. Eight local law enforcement agencies and the CHP conducted its DUI saturation patrols, DUI checkpoints, and maximum enforcement periods on the weekends to remove impaired drivers from local roadways. The total number of arrests is down from last year when, over the same period of time, 71 drivers had been taken into custody on suspicion of DUI. Eureka police have been relying heavily on motorcycle officers to help with patrol. Sergeant Gary Whitmer of the Eureka Police Department Traffic Division said that motorcyclists have been valuable to the department because motorists cannot spot them as easily. That makes it easier to enforce infractions such as not wearing seatbelts or using cell phones. Whitmer described motorcycle patrol on a holiday weekend.
During these holidays, people tend to go out and celebrate, and so we obviously know that. So I don't want to say we focus harder, but it might just be something in the back of your mind, knowing that, okay, it's the end of a three-day weekend, it's nighttime, there might be some impaired people out there, so we'll just keep a lookout for those folks.
Whitmer said he's been riding a motorcycle for the department for 14 years and has learned how to read the behavior of people he has pulled over.
You try to read body language, watch people's eyes and their movements, and after years and years and years, you get pretty good at reading people and knowing when they're going to run or fight or just go along with the program.
Whitmer said motorcycle patrol has been a valuable tool for police and traffic safety enforcement. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A Humboldt County man is being honored for putting his life on the line to save the lives of others. John Hockman is a volunteer in the Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue Team. He's receiving a unique award this weekend for his years of service looking for lost people and saving lives. Hockman is being awarded the Governor's Office of Emergency Services Peabody Award. He's been volunteering for the county for more than 45 years. Searched for lost hikers, missing children, cliff rescues, and downed aircraft. His wife is also a volunteer for the Sheriff's Office. And by the way, the Sheriff's Office is always looking for new volunteers. And Governor Jerry Brown is deciding whether to sign a bill that would impose a restraining order on firearms owned by someone deemed to be dangerous to others. The bill would remove firearms and ammunition and prohibit the named party from possessing firearms for 21 days. It's another in California's attempt to regulate firearms, and last week the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal upheld a California law that permanently bans anyone convicted of domestic violence from owning a firearm. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.